All right, great. Hi, everyone. My name is Evan Podromo, and I'm here with my colleague, Milan Gruner. We're from the Open Earth Foundation. Open Earth Foundation is a nonprofit established to make open source software to fight climate change. And we're here to talk about City Catalyst, which is our flagship product for building greenhouse gas inventories for cities.
Right. So first off, what is a greenhouse gas inventory? Basically, it's a climate accounting tool that allows you to catalog all greenhouse gas emissions within a city, at least in our case. It's sorted by the different sectors and subsectors, different gases as well, the different scopes, so inside or outside of the city boundary. And it's basically a list of highly modeled emissions, highly modeled estimates of emissions that are based on activities that are occurring within the city. All of this is defined by a standard specification called the GPC or the GHG protocol for cities. Right. And why all of this matters at all is the only way we can really reduce the emissions worldwide is by reducing the activities. And this emissions inventory that we are creating here allows the city to know where they could apply the funding best and fund new programs in order to reduce them. Really, there's no point in investing in reducing emissions from sources that barely affect your city, so it's really good to know where you want to focus your resources. Emissions inventories also are a necessary first step for cities to get financing for climate action, so they're really important in that regard.
I'm just going to take the mic and you hold the clicker. So, as we said before, about 70% of worldwide emissions come from cities. So very high amount of our worldwide emissions come from cities, but only 5% of cities are have a published greenhouse gas inventory. And that's because it's challenging to put together a greenhouse gas inventory to obtain the data necessary to publish information for all the different sectors, whether they're stationary energy or transportation, wastewater, agriculture or industrial. It also takes a lot of skill and time to put together these systems, be able to derive the necessary outputs from the input data. Good? Mm-hmm. You want me to do it?
Yeah, I've got it.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, what we are doing here to overcome it is we built a web app to allow you to create GHG inventories. Yeah, this is a web front end, basically a shared repository for inventories and also for user data that can be used for collaboration. It's also a data warehouse for GHG-related data organized by city. And we have a separate so-called global API. It makes it easy for this web front end to import only the relevant data, so only for your specific city, let's say, as well as a guided input system that can be used. You can see it here. If there's no third-party data available and you need to enter the data that you get from, let's say, your energy companies and so on manually. Cool.
Why don't you do this one?
Cool. So for the implementation, we have built this using a bunch of different open source libraries. So for instance, it is built on React, TypeScript, it's Next.js. For the UI, we're using Chakra UI. In the backend, it's using a standard Postgres database and then the SQLize ORM to connect to it. Also, we are using Auth.js to make the authentication easier and standardize it. And then smaller libraries like Nevo for charts, Pigeon Maps for the city map, Sort for validation, i18 Next for internet serialization, because this is already available in three different languages.